Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Robin Ficker. Do you recognize that name?
No.
Okay, you don't recognize it. How about Larry Hogan? Do you recognize
yes.
that name? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, how about Chris Chafee?
No.
You don't recognize that person?
Do not. I do not.
And how about Donald Trump? Do you recognize that
I
name?
I do.
You have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Neutral opinion on that person.
Neutral, okay. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Okay, I really appreciate that. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? You can use very important, somewhat important, not too important, but not at all important. The first is energy independence for this country.
Somewhat.
Somewhat important. Okay.
Yeah.
Job creation and economic development.
Strongly.
Would you say very important?
Yeah, very important.
Securing and protecting our southern voter.
Very important.
And being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
That's not important to me.
Not at all important or not too important?
No, it's not at all important to me.
Thank you. Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important to me.
Thank you so very much. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about you, a Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely to vote for him.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference to me.
Okay. Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
Slightly more likely.
Okay, somewhat more likely, right? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you feel more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make
more
no
likely.
Difference to you? Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. As governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference to me.
Okay, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference to me.
No difference to you. Thank you. And we are at 78% complete, almost done. I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker?
Larry Hogan?
Larry Hogan.
Larry Hogan, right. Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
A moderate Republican.
Okay, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
18 to 39. 18 to 39.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your time. I hope you have an excellent day.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Kulang ang mouse, man.